Later in the show, we'll hear more about choosing and planting milkweed for your yard or garden to help monarch caterpillars and the species survive. But now we're going to talk to someone from a nonprofit that's been working on behalf of monarchs for years. Brett Hartle is Government Affairs Director at the Center for Biological Diversity. He joins me now by phone from Washington, D.C. A few years ago, your organization and others petitioned to get monarchs listed as threatened under the Endangered Species Act. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service did say that the species might warrant protection, but its review of the butterfly status wasn't completed on time. Where does that issue stand now?
The Endangered Species Act allows any citizen to petition, so any group can petition to protect a species as threatened or endangered under the law. And in theory, that is supposed to take 12 months from start to finish, but it often takes years just due to resource constraints and funding and staff time, and sometimes science isn't well-developed, and sometimes politics gets in the way, and oftentimes it takes many more years. So we petitioned the monarch back in 2014, I think, and we actually have a legal settlement with Fish and Wildlife Service that they need to make the next step in the listing process in June of 2019. The big question between now and then will be, what actions do we as a society, as our federal government and our state partners, actually do to try to conserve the monarch to avoid listing? Because a lot needs to be done to recover it. So the question will be, by 2019, do we still need to protect the species, or has enough been done to avoid the potential of listing?
And what's your take on that?
Well, I think that a lot of effort has been made over the last few years to start, I guess, the long process of restoring some of the native prairie and the native pollinator habitat, and critically milkweed, which is the only plant that monarchs feed on and lay their eggs on. But we don't know yet, and I think the only ones that are going to be able to tell it will be eventually the Fish and Wildlife Service in a few years, if that's sufficient. I think right now these early efforts are really good, but there needs to probably be another order of magnitude in investment. So right now, the Fish and Wildlife Service is spending several million dollars a year, and the federal government is probably spending collectively $10 or $15 million a year, but it probably needs to be somewhere closer to $50 or $100 million a year just because of the scale of the problem. I know that sounds like a lot of money, but in reality, it's a big country. And for other species that have require these broad landscape-level solutions, a good example would be sage grouse in the West. The federal government spent over $500 million to avoid listing by basically investing in good conservation actions across the species range. So the scale is quite large if you want to actually save the butterfly and save the amazing multi-generation migration that the monarch undertakes.
Do you think that could happen under the Trump administration?
The Trump administration is proposing massive cuts to the domestic side of the budget. So huge cuts to Fish and Wildlife, the Department of Interior, the USDA, in order to increase military spending. That obviously has effects even on things like monarch butterflies. You know, this administration has shown, I would say, overwhelming hostility to most things environmental. It's basically the main thing they've done over the first few months of the administration is to roll back environmental regulations that were designed to protect human health and the environment. So it certainly doesn't bode well.
Let's talk about some of the other lawsuits that you have going, and these do directly have to do with the Trump administration. There's a running tally of lawsuits that the Center for Biological Diversity has filed against the Trump administration. I think it's up to 16. And some of the cases involve endangered species, directly or indirectly. What are your main concerns when it comes to protections for struggling species under the Trump administration?
A lot of our concerns so far actually come from Congress. Congress has been the main place where we have seen attacks on both the Endangered Species Act itself, as well as attacks on individual species, like the wolf or the American burying beetle or the lesser prairie chicken. We've seen a lot of species-specific attacks where they say, we want to end protections for a species, even though it's still endangered, even though it's still potentially going to go extinct. I would say our legal actions on Trump are a little bit broader because his assaults have been more sort of at a macro scale, just going after things that really, really matter, such as gutting protections writ large for wildlife in Alaska. That's a broader issue than just the endangered species concerns. But, you know, the Trump administration is still early. It's only day 116 or something, even though it feels like a much longer time. And his cronies and his deputies that are going to do, you know, the real damage down the road, they haven't arrived yet for the most part. So, you know, we are still, you know, actually sort of at the, sad to say, the calm before the storm, because it takes them some time before they really start attacking from within. So right now, the action is within Congress, who has been for the last 6 years attacking the Endangered Species Act as sort of a regular part of their daily activities. But again, you know, we don't know yet what it's going to look like, but obviously the early signs are not encouraging.
There was some hope because the rusty patch bumblebee, that went forward. There was some question about whether that was going to be listed as an endangered species, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, it basically had crossed the finish line during the last days of the Obama administration. And the only thing left to do was to do final publication on the Federal Register, sort of make it official. That was a good sign. You know, the Trump administration, I guess, at some level still follows the rule of law insofar as when there is a legal settlement, they comply with it. But that seems to be at the moment all that is happening on the wildlife front. So in other words, unless your species has a lawsuit protecting it, it's not going to get a lot of love and attention from the Trump administration. So the good news, at least, again, for monarchs, is that because we have a legal settlement in place, in a few years, they have to make a decision.
Thank you so much for talking with me.
Sure. No problem.
Brett Hartle is Government Affairs Director at the Center for Biological Diversity. This is the Allegheny Front. I'm Kara Holsapple.